Yeah, the purpose of this show, of course, is to make the world a better place, and I think we're doing that today in a good way, because a lot of people have questions. I think the other lesson from all this stuff that's going on the last couple of years is that we have to stand up for our freedoms too. We cannot assume that people just they're trying to still shut us down. It's not working though. The power of the negative seems to be declining quite a bit, doesn't it, Michelle Gearhart? Seems to be.
I think it's gonna be that way by default.
Sure.
Because when the planet was Hertzian, they had power.
Oh, I
But
see.
as the power shifts and you have the diminishing Hertzian and the scalar goes up, by default, their power will go away.
Also, es gibt einen neuen Default, einen neuen Standard sozusagen, wenn dadurch, dass die Erde von Hertz basierend auf, also nicht jetzt das Herz hier, sondern diese Frequenz basiert auf. In German, you have the same word for Herz and Herz, the heart and the Herz, it's the same word, so that I have to differentiate
That's interesting.
it.
That is
Oh, wow. That's
You also say Herz for the heart, but you spell it without a T, just Harz. And Herz, the frequency is Hartz.
That is
Yeah,
very
but it
interesting.
sounds similar. Yes, it's easy. It's
Yes.
interesting. So, yes. And now we go to scalar and to scalar, and they have no, they cannot interfere so much more.
Right.
Okay.
As long as you don't go back and forth, they can't do anything to you. So it's like you can't stand in two rowboats because they'll just separate and you go in the water. So you have to decide which side of the fence you're going to be on.
I've told that before, that years ago, that there would come a time when people will no longer be able to sit on the fence. They've got to go one way or the other, forced
Right.
to. Yeah.
We're there.
I had a
There, right.
discussion. What do you think about it? I had a discussion. I said, hey, I don't believe that I can be killed by the bacteria there, because I believe in God. And another one said, hey, I also believe in God, but you are crazy. You can be die, because what is this? Is it different thinking of believing in God?
Absolutely. Listen to what you said. I believe in God, and that cannot harm me. I'm not giving my authority away. Right? Second person says, I believe in God too. And then you said, what? But, which means cancel out everything I just said.
Okay.
That's why it won't work for him.
I
So
see.
he also has right for in his case.
Do you understand what I said?
I think repeat it once, for
All
sure.
right, so when he says, I believe in God too, but means cancel out everything I just said. So he didn't believe in God, he just erased that. And he said, sure you can. Sure you can die, right? So he canceled out that he believed in God by his words. That's why there's life and death in the tongue. People can
Interesting.
curse or bless themselves with their own tongue.
Interesting.
Okay. Also der Unterschied ist, auch aufgrund meiner Frage jetzt, der eine Mensch, der glaubt an Gott und sagt, weil ich an Gott glaube, kann es gar nicht sein, dass ich durch eine Mikrobe sterbe. Und ein anderer sagt, ich glaube auch an Gott, aber ich kann trotzdem an Gott sterben, an der Mikrobe sterben. So, und sie meint eben, wenn man das Wort aber einbaut, dann ist es so, du sagst zwar etwas, aber es ist nicht wirklich so, weil mit dem aber löscht du sozusagen die Information, die davor gesagt wurde. Und damit ist es energetisch gesehen, lügst du dich selbst eigentlich an. Ja, you have different sites, and believings and a world site, Weltsicht. Oft, ja.
People don't even hear what they say most of the time. I hear it in my office all the time, and they really didn't hear what they said.
Oft hören sie sich gar nicht selbst zu, was sie sagen. Sie könnten ein bisschen besser aufpassen, was sie sagen, ja.
And I'll say, you know, why did you say, you know, what they said? And they said, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, you did. They never even heard it.
Yeah. To be careful what we think and say is very important.
Your body listens to everything that you think and say and acts accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Ja, unser Körper hört alles und spürt alles, was wir sagen und denken und reagiert auch darauf.
Mm-hmm. So if you think a virus has authority over you, then it will.
Und wenn du glaubst, dass ein Virus dich, also Autorität über dich hat, sozusagen, dann kann, das wird doch dann so sein, wahrscheinlich. Aber
people give their authority away every day.
They do, don't they?
Ja, die Menschen geben ihre Autorität ständig an irgendeine andere Dinge ab und sogar an kleine Mikroben. Yeah.
But that's the lesson of all of this, isn't it? Not to give our authority away, because we're powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can keep your authority when you know who you are in real.
Well, and not only that, I mean, you know, I've told people many, many times it's not a matter of what you know, but who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who you know, yes. Did I say what?
Yes.
Okay, I meant who. Who? I meant who.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. But in German, I would have said it right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It was nice of you to example that for us.
Yes.
Right.
Of course. Natürlich ist es wichtig, wer wir sind und nicht was wir sind. Genau.
Do your listeners ask you questions?
Right. In the show? They do. I can check. You can also check to see if anything has come in. Hold on here. Let me look here.
Because that might be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Let me look here. We get questions on Facebook, though. But I don't really have access to Facebook. There's an echo if I have Facebook on and the broadcast, and there's this echo that comes in. So I turn off Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I see them often after the show, which is, you know, again, too late. But they're there. So
how about you, Gerhard? Do you get questions during the show?
I have no channel on for this right now.
Okay. We can just say if people are listening, please send us, if you got a question, please send an email to my email, which is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll be happy to answer them.
Also outofthisworld1150@gmail.com ist eine E-Mail-Adresse und da könnt ihr auch Fragen schicken.
Right, right. Here's one. What's the time frame of all this? You said... Ted, you said 2 years, two and a half years, and Michelle, you said 2 months. What do you? I guess does it depend upon our choices as to how quickly this thing goes? We're heading there, I think.
It absolutely depends on our choices, but it is in motion right now, and it just depends on whether you're one of those people that are dragging their feet or running.
Right, right. Interesting. Interesting.
Genau, das haben wir schon heute besprochen. Dieser Zeitrahmen, wann dieser Aufstieg sein wird, für manche vielleicht eben 2 Monate, für andere 2 Jahre, wie auch immer, das hängt von jedem Einzelnen ab.
Now, last weekend, there were tens of thousands of people in Paris and Amsterdam protesting.
Letzte Woche waren Zehntausende in Paris und Amsterdam protestieren.
And I was... When I was watching these videos of all these people protesting, Admiral Halosaurus came in. He said, "Ted, where are the Americans?"
Und Admiral Halosaurus von den Pleiadischen Schiffen hat Ted gefragt, wie er sich diese Videos angeschaut hat. Ja, wo sind denn die ganzen Amerikaner?
Yeah, and it was a metaphorical or spiritual question.
Ist eine spirituelle Frage eigentlich.
Maybe we Americans have become too complacent. Perhaps we've had life too good for too long. We're so used to trusting government and big institutions. Oh, Pfizer would never kill us. Yeah.
Er meint, dass vielleicht die Amerikaner vielleicht zu sehr angepasst sind schon und es ihnen viel zu lange schon so gut gegangen und sie haben schon so ein Vertrauen in die Regierung entwickelt, dass sie da gar nicht argwöhnisch geworden sind.
I'm not advocating violence, but it is a legal right for Americans to protest, but not a lot. Or maybe I don't hear about it. What do you think?
Also in Amerika wird derzeit nicht so viel protestiert oder demonstriert wie bei uns in Europa. Is it so? I did not know. I thought in America they also protesting and demonstrating. Don't they?
Well, our media is controlled, so we don't get any news about that. That's one thing.
Okay.
That's part of it. So if there are demonstrations, you'd never hear about them. What do you think, Michelle? Do you think we protest in other ways? I'm not sure. I mean,
well, I think it comes down to what is actually going to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in my mind, the change is going to come energetically first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to shift the planet by a protest, and I know nobody's going to want to listen to that, but I think if we change, then the world changes to accommodate that.
Also
so,
sagt, der Wandel kommt zuerst energetisch und dann, sie meint, dass es nicht durch einen Protest verändert wird, der Wandel, sondern energetisch. I think that the protest is the expression of the energetic change before.
Mm-hmm. It depends, I suppose, on what is their intent.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know, I think each individual, you know, if they were protesting out of anger, that is a fear. But the root of that is always fear, and nothing positive is going to come out of that.
Okay, ja. Mm-hmm. Sie meint, kommt immer darauf an, aus welchem Grund man das macht. Also wenn man zum Beispiel aus Ärger protestiert, kommt auch nichts Besseres zurück außer Ärger und ja, okay.
There was a demonstration I saw in Vienna actually last weekend. And as a result of the demonstration in Amsterdam, they've gotten rid of their agricultural minister who has tried to shut down 11,000 farms in Holland and starve everybody out. So, I mean, things are happening, you know. But perhaps it's the culture of the U.S. that we don't have quite, there are a lot of good people here in this country, but we don't have quite the revolutionary fervor that the forefathers did when they, you know, wrote the Declaration of Independence. I don't know, how bad does it have to get before people stand up? I don't know. You know, yeah. It's already pretty bad here, to be honest.
We have an interesting time here in Austria. Mm-hmm. You can imagine Europe and the most in Central Europe of the land is Deutschland, Germany, then mm-hmm. Switzerland, and we're close to Germany and Switzerland, a little spot here, but it might be, I feel like it's like the heart, a hot spot here from mm-hmm. Europe in Austria, and where I live here in Vienna, in south mm-hmm. of Vienna, and it's interesting that we, right now, in the next days, we have a new election of the new of our president.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And this is interesting because the government they did not want elections because they have fear to you know to be what does it to be erased to
yeah.
to set
voted out voted out
voted right. out voted out. Thank you. Right.
Right. Right.
And. But it's very interesting that the candidates of this president some of them are out of this old establishment. They are real fresh and new and young also, and they have this new energy and new spirit already. I'm very, very this is a very interesting time now, and I'm looking forward to maybe here can happen a big change in this. Yes, we can look for it. On 9th of October, I guess, is it the election?
Oh, really? The election is in October, yes. Right in the middle of what the Pleiadians have said it'll be a girl game changer.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So maybe it's manifesting here through a new president.
Yeah, that would be, that's a good point. What day is the election in Austria?
I guess it's the 9th. So let me see.
The 9th. Okay, that's right in the middle of October. Yeah. Uh-huh. You'll have good changes.
Yeah, 9th, it's 9th of October.
Okay, I'm getting you'll have good changes and a good person will be elected who actually cares about the people there. Mm-hmm. They'll be much more spiritual than the current president. Yeah. So.
Yes.
I get a yes on that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that's why things are going actually. You're going to get a shift in world governments, I think. Gerhard and Michelle from people who from the Hertzian to the scalar to the from the third into the fifth and higher, and people who have good spiritual values, and people will not need to protest as much to make their voice heard, because right now I think a lot of people feel frustrated. Mm. In the United States too, I think a lot of people are frustrated too, very frustrated. Mm. I had on my Saturday show. In the afternoon here in the United States on BBS Radio, I had a fellow who's the head of the Texas National Movement. He's been working on succeeding, having Texas succeed from the United States, because the government here is so bad, they just don't want any part of it. And good luck to them. I hope they make it. Texas at one time was a separate country from 1836 to 1846, so there is historical precedents as well. They were also part of the Confederacy, and they separated from the United States in 1861. So, and they believe in the Second Amendment and freedom of speech, and they don't like the fact that there are millions of illegal aliens coming across the border, and Biden is not doing one thing to stop it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think there's a catalyst going on. And you're going to see changes here this year. So, anyway.
Okay. So, we have 7 minutes left in our show. But I want to give a resume or like this, or a message or like this.
Oh, any final words, Michelle?
Maybe, yes. I really appreciate this time with you, both of you.
Oh, thank you, Gerhard. I always enjoy talking to you too, my friend. Yeah. It's always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see you in person one of these days when all the restrictions are gone. And mm-hmm. It'll be easier. I'm looking at next year. After May, things will get a lot better. That's what they've said. So, mm-hmm. Anyway.
Wonderful. So we will have our next show in 2 weeks. Then.
Das ist richtig. Yeah, that will be... I know I don't have a calendar.
19, so that's
19.
Third of October.
Okay, that'd be perfect. Okay, that would be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Michelle, if someone came up to you on the street and said, "Oh, I saw you on Ted's show. I got a quick question. I'm just one person. What can I do to make the world a better place?"
I think that that's an excellent question, Ted, and I think the answer is very simple. You know, I just breathe and I trust God and I do the best I can every day, and I don't let what people do or do not do change who I am.
Uh-huh. Wunderschön, wonderful. Also, Ted hat gesagt, wenn jetzt heute, wenn jemand über deinen Weg kreuzt und dich fragt, ich bin nur ein Kleiner, ich bin nur ein Einzelner, ich kann nichts tun oder was kann ich tun, um eine bessere Welt, also aus dieser Welt etwas Besseres zu machen, dann ist die Antwort ganz einfach. Michelle sagt, du brauchst nur zu atmen, an Gott zu glauben, to breathe, trust in God and to
breathe.
Breathe, ja, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And let go.
And let go und es zulassen.
Let go and let God. That's what I've heard.
Let go and let God. That's exactly.
Let God take care of it. Let go and let God take care of it.
Let go and let God. Okay, also lass es los, lass es gehen und lass Gott lenken.
Right.
You know, years ago the angels made a statement, if you do not have the solution, it is not yours to solve. Get your hand off of it.
Right.
Wenn du keine Lösung hast, dann lass deine Hände davon. Es ist nicht deine Aufgabe, eine Lösung zu finden. Okay.
If it is something you are meant to do, it'll be very easy because God will support it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
Wenn es deins ist, dann würde Gott es auch unterstützen. Okay.
And I always I believe in prayer. And I know that the not only the Supreme Beings listening, but also the Galactics too are very benevolent, and they'll help you too. Just have to ask. This is a free will planet,
and, exactly.
And God helps those who help themselves and ask for help. So you have to ask for help here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what all. About the money system and? Because we have to run a radio station, it costs a lot of money.
Sure.
And
right.
if there comes no money in, you have to close the radio station again. So how can we get support from somebody for this?
Well, you know, do you know what the greatest prayer is?
Hmm?
I pray God's will be done. Right, so when God's will is being done, then you will be supported 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, that's the best prayer of the world. Gott, dein Wille geschehe. Und du kannst sicher sein, dass es das Richtige geschieht. Wonderful.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
I was sent on a mission by God in June. And I had a teaching engagement earlier in June, and the money that was made covered that trip almost down to the penny.
Mm-hmm. Also, du hast ein what was it, a trip or what?
I was sent on a mission trip out to the West Coast by mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
And I had a teaching engagement
okay.
earlier that month. The money that I made there covered that trip almost to the exact penny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's beautiful. Yeah, okay. That's beautiful.
Also sie hatte eine Mission, also sie hatte eine Reise zu tätigen und da ist auch genau das Geld reingekommen, das sie gebraucht hat für diese Reise.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you were in trust before.
Mm-hmm. And he's calling me back out to the West Coast again. I leave next Tuesday. And I'm having a teaching class this weekend, and it will pay for my trip to go again.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that's God beautiful. Is providing.
That's beautiful. Uh-huh.
Also, Michelle erlebt es, dass Gott sie versorgt, und es wird immer, wenn sie eine Aufgabe hat und eine, zum Beispiel eine Lehreinheit zu geben hat, dann wird diese Reise auch immer ausreichend finanziert. Do you have members or like this who help you?
No, sir.
No.
No. Unless you count clients and people who hire me, you know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I wanted to tell everyone that in an hour, at 3 p.m. Pacific time today, I will be starting my first Japanese English show for listeners in Japan. You're welcome to listen. Just go to bbsradio.com/out-of-this-world-radio and you can listen there or on Facebook. So should be a fun program. We'll be talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and there's a lot of peace groups out there. I'll be interviewing them as well.
Okay.
So to make this planet a better place.
So that's it. We make this planet a better place. This was the world. Out of this world radio show with Ted Marr from USA, Seattle, and Dr. Michelle Peel was also here. Wonderful time. Thank you, both of you. So see you next time. Hope we see you again soon.
All right, Mike. All right, my friend. I look forward to seeing you October 3rd, Gerhard. Have a beautiful day. It's been
wonderful.
So good to talk to you.
And let me play the Out of This World show song, the water song now, and say, okay. Let's say goodbye. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Vielen Dank.
Okay.
Much love to you.
Here we go.
Yeah.
もっと水と Radio Soul. The all-in-one solution for entertainment.